While Bloomington psychologist Albert Fink's career was effectively ended when his professional license was revoked last month, the ongoing impact of his crime was not. At least one alleged crime that happened after Fink's conviction last year for falsifying a mental evaluation could cause an issue for the court system. WNIN's Steve Berger reports.
The theoretical impact of Albert Fink's crime on the court system in Indiana took a very real turn just after 5 o'clock in the evening last January.
Why is he upset and carrying on?
I don't know.
Okay, what's his name?
Vincent,
all right.
He's in the kitchen. Be careful.
Evansville police officer Jackie Smith's body cam was rolling when Smith and officer Herbert Adams responded to the call of a disturbed person at a home on South Grand Avenue.
Met me and, well, it's a long story, but, you know,
okay.
Can you get him out of my house and get him home, please?
The officers didn't know yet that they were about to have a violent encounter with 47-year-old Vincent Bufkin, whose previous convictions include child molesting, battery with bodily waste, and several charges of resisting law enforcement. Smith's body cam recorded what happened when they found Bufkin in the kitchen.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Doing good.
What's your name? Let me see your hands, man. Let me see your other hand.
They're right here.
Okay.
Hands out.
But just keep... Yeah, turn off the music, man.
No.
Huh?
Who are you?
Police
officers.
What's your name?
Officer Smith.
Officer
Smith. Stop. Get your hands out of your pockets.
Get your hands out of your pockets, dude.
No, I'm not
stop.
Playing that game.
Yeah, you are playing that game. Can you get in here more?
Playing that game, man?
Yeah. Drop a cigarette.
Oh, I can't go to blood.
Drop a cigarette.
Put out the cigarette.
What's his problem?
Stop.
Body cam video shows Bufkin attacking Officer Adams, punching him, and trying to grab his service weapon. Officer Smith fired two shots, hitting Bufkin once in the shoulder before they could get him handcuffed and under control.
Stop. I'm dying. Stop. Okay. Please don't hit me. Please.
Bufkin's case for the January incident is still pending. However, a 2014 conviction is on the list of 29 criminal cases in Vandenberg County where it is suspected Albert Fink may have falsified the mental evaluation. Novella Nedef is with Indiana University's McKinney School of Law. She says because Fink falsified another evaluation, it could be a bargaining chip for Bufkin if he's convicted of the January incident.
I think that it could be brought up at sentencing.
The issue is whether a different outcome in Bufkin's 2014 case could have prevented this latest incident.
Perhaps he could have gotten some services or some intervention that would have avoided him being in the situation that caused his most recent arrest.
Could he go free?
I don't see an avenue for that. Somebody would have to be a lot more creative than I am to come up with that one.
To date, there have been no post-conviction filings related to the Fink evaluations beyond what we reported earlier. We'll continue to follow the story and provide updates as they become available. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.